right, let's get this shit started. Before we get into this episode, guys, it's Nate Verone here. I got a show this week in Los Angeles, July 18th at 7:30 p.m. at the Elysian Theater, featuring none other than the GOAT, John Early, as well as Pat Regan.
Whoa.
Just announced right now on the podcast. Nobody knows this except you guys. Holy
Patrick
shit,
Delano
that fucking
Regan.
Shit's gonna be crazy. And I got a show in Chicago July 26th. Get your tickets now. Tickets are flying fast. There's a link in the show notes. Jack, why don't you take that shit over?
Raleigh,
man.
North Carolina. Raleigh. If we did this for a full hour, just plugging like tons of shows.
the longest world tour.
Yeah, I'm coming to North Carolina this weekend, Raleigh style with Sarah. You already know, sarahsquirm.com. All right. Trump got shot.
Right, and really
now,
quick.
This feels like a podcast, dude. We're plugging live days.
Right.
Are you
kidding
me?
Eric.
Oh, I just want to say, like, I'm taking a break from live shit at the moment to recharge creatively. I'm coming out swinging in the fall. I'm coming out swinging in the winter with new, fresh style, new, fresh body, and new type of facial hair.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Verone, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
So, you know.
Running out of oxygen.
I think I am, because I should let everybody know I'm in Aspen chilling with a lot of my AI friends, and we're cooking on some new shit that we're going to drop next year as well. Getting all fucked up, but the altitude is getting to me. It is getting to me. And they said avoid caffeine. I just had a tall black coffee, and my heart is beating fast.
So. Life on the edge. But when you get back to LA, you're going to be running.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. It's like wearing like a weighted vest.
Right.
You just come to Aspen for 2 weeks. You get that high altitude immunity built up. You go back down to regular land, and you can kind of move and think in superhuman ways.
And I just got to say,
yeah,
welcome back, Eric.
I know. I was going to say,
day?
Wow.
Did you have
welcome
a good back. Week off, man? Was it fun?
Like, I just like, that shit was probably pretty hard without me, huh? That shit was probably pretty difficult.
Oh, we almost didn't get through it.
I bet you didn't. You guys were texting me what to topics to say
what
next.
What do I say?
Seriously, like, to everybody worried about me, like, I'm fine for now. Like, they still have to do more testing and imaging, but let's just, like, I'm living every day as if, you know, I don't
it's
know,
one of
as
the
if
last,
it's my last, but in a good
last
good
300
way.
Or so.
Right. But we have some very important things to discuss. The world, the shift has begun. The intense, it's the new
door
era
has
that we've
been opened.
Talking about.
The signs of the political horsemen are coming down.
Are very prevalent as of now.
The predictions that we've been making for the history of this podcast are perfectly coming into line.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. It's just Richard Simmons has passed away.
Yep.
And
yeah.
That's the guy from Kiss with the tongue. Is that right?
Nope, that's incorrect. He's the exercise legend from the 80s.
I thought
that's
he
Gene
was dead.
Simmons.
Okay.
No, he's been a recluse, Richard Simmons. You know,
which one's that?
Poor Richard Simmons. I just got to say this really quick. You know those star tours that they do? This is the saddest video. You guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's so awful. He was a recluse for years, right? They couldn't find him. And one day he comes out to say hi to one of the star tours in one of those fucked up vans where they like slice the roof off. Mm-hmm. That's a bunch of tourists like going to see Hollywood homes and celebrity homes. And Richard Simmons, he's so nice. He comes out to say hello, and the van runs over his foot. Have you seen this?
No.
It's so sad. It's so sad. But please don't remember him like that. Remember him from his videos that changed men and women, overweight and underweight men and women's lives.
I'll never think about his
weight.
He was one of the first exercise people to be like body positive, kind of, mm-hmm. right? Like, he was like, whatever, you come as you are. Like, we're just having fun. You know,
we're chilling.
We're just chilling.
I used to do those videos with my mom. Not kidding.
Really?
Because you guys know this. I think we talked about this, but I wouldn't see my dad's side of the family very often. And I was kind of overweight as a child. And I'd see them like once a year. And I always wanted to look more in shape because them. Because I thought that's why they didn't want me around in a way.
Well, it and was. So,
but I know I was too fat for them. But when, I, like an hour before I saw them, I would do Ty Bo videos, like Richard Simmons, trying to like work out hella hard.
That's so funny to try and get in shape for your for the your extended before, family. That's
they were not motivator. They were not rocking with me.
Oh, I have this question. What is your guys' play if you're you're in your mansion in Beverly Hills.
Awesome.
And the Hollywood bus comes by. You're out getting your mail, and you happen to, you know, they happen to see you. What's your move? Are you going back inside? Are you coming out? Are you waving? Are you gonna stop while the person on the bus says, "Oh my God, we have a special guest here. This never happens." And you come on the bus and fucking drink with them and go take
Here's
a lap
what you
around
do.
The neighborhood.
Here's what you do, because they just passed Tobey Maguire's house. He fucking shot at them, whatever. He hated all these celebrities hate the people that pay the money.
Tobey Maguire. Pop. Sideways pistol.
Right. But I think all three of us would recognize these fans that are coming to check out my house and invade my privacy are the same people who paid for this shit. So actually, they own this house as well. So here's what I do.
Wow.
Come out with a tray of fucking...
Sliders.
Jello shots. Yeah, and sliders. Sit down with them, break bread, ask them what I could do better in my movies and TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
And my audio
You're like
books
so washed up at this point. Like.
Well, here's how you take it to the next level. You
how, Jack?
Don't ever let this scenario even begin in the first place. If you're a celebrity, if you're a public figure, and you've built your life on the backs of regular people, you need to be on that. You need to live on that bus yourself, and you get paraded around all the nice working class neighborhoods, and they just get to come out every morning like newspaper, like youth. Basically, you need to be the newspaper person. They go, "Oh, there's everybody. There they all go." You know what I'm saying? Don't even let it get to that point. If it's at the point where they're having to get on a bus to come see you, when they created you,
yeah,
you're already messing up.
You're washed. Mm. It's over.
You're washed, and you're fucking making me mad.
Selfish, bro. That's selfish behaviors.
I feel like that could be a good, like, if you're in Ben Affleck mode, just kind of like really, really down and out. Don't you feel like that would be like a good ego boost if you
Go
just kind
of
waited
fans.
By just the street and just waited for a bunch of people to be shocked to see you? Like, those are the people that are like in LA. People don't give a fucking shit if you're a celebrity. Like, you'll see some really famous person just walking around shopping. Nobody's really doing anything, taking pictures of them. Well, I am, of course, but discreetly. I'm pretty much the only person who cares, it seems. But these are the people who ship themselves in from fucking Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and they are shocked
they give
to
a
see.
F.
Literally
they
ship
give
themselves
a fucking shit,
in an
dude.
Adidas box.
And that must feel good to have a bus full of people care about you when no one else in the world does.
Wow, a caring bus.
A caring bus. That's what that is. I'm just saying there's some dark times ahead for
I know.
For all three of us.
Imagine this, nighttime. Imagine this. Nighttime tour. I'd like to sell this idea. Nighttime tours of the Hollywood Hills. And every celebrity is sat out front in their driveway. They have a smokeless fire pit. They're sitting by a fire. There's a bunch of chairs around. They have drinks, hot chocolate, whatever. Everybody can come and sit, do a fireside chat with the celebrities. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they tell stories of movies, tell stories of what it was like to work on Bourne Identity, tell stories about what it was like to make your first break in Hollywood, which is the hardest. That, by the way, that's the hardest part. And actually... The real hardest part isn't... I want to tell everybody listening to this that's aspiring to be in Hollywood. The hardest part is not your first break. The hardest part is that second job. Okay?
That's
getting
true.
That set, cause that because... Yep. Yeah, that's the hardest one. Because
the first
one,
one could be a fluke. You know what? That's...
Did I tell you guys...
It could be a contest.
I got picked up from work the other day by an Uber driver. And he was talking to me. And... I was like, "What'd you do today?" He's like, "I was just doing stand-up all day." I said, "Excuse me?" Because this was, you know, all day. And apparently there are places in L.A. This is so... If you're doing this and it's working, congratulations. Good for you. But to me, it sounded a little sad and predatory. but you can go rent like a black box. You pay $10 at like 11 a.m. to go to this like little black box theater with other stand-ups and just do an open mic at like 11 a.m. in a totally windowless room.
The David Goggins comedy.
David
regiment.
Goggins grind set.
Yeah. I never heard of that. That's
comedy
inspiring.
Routine.
It's not. It's, yeah, that doesn't seem predatory. It seems like what we need to be doing, right?
11 a.m. Right. Open mic.
That's right.
Shout out to all the fucking Uber drivers out there, the creative Uber drivers, because I know a lot of them are cooking up beats. They're exhausted. They're doing the DoorDash. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
The gig
the
economy right now. These are the creatives that are gonna shape and shift culture. Mm-hmm. Okay. So be nice. Mm-hmm. Be very nice to these people because you don't know who's in the Diplo. The next Diplo could be dropping your fucking sashimi off, all
right? Right.
So and be very nice and don't fucking talk shit to them like I do because I
Lord bully knows. Them. But you're trying to
if you could see
skin.
My star rating on DoorDash and Uber, dude, I can't even get a fucking ride or a meal, dude, in this town for the shit that I've done to these people.
You're on a no-fly list for
Uber?
Well,
you're taking it out. You're taking it out from your high-pressure
You're on a Uber Eats
job.
Most Wanted.
Check this out. Oops. Hello.
Wow.
Shit.
Who's that?
That's an Aspen baddie rocking the fucking...
You remember in Dumb and Dumber when they go to Aspen?
I love that part of that movie. Remember
Dumb
when...
Dumber, the best movie ever. Do you know it wasn't
Harry?
Called that at first?
What was it called? Angels in the Outfield or something?
It was called just like some kind of like more artsy title. And Jim Carrey
really?
Was like, what? He was like, dude, what are you talking about? This movie's called Dumb and Dumber.
Being an actor and being like, hey, so I know it's my first day on set. I just want to say, wrong. I'm sorry. Wrong. Wrong on so many levels. First of all, get that camera out of here. That is not right. We're shooting it on the SF-600. Second of all, this movie's not called Dumb and Dumber. It's called Ellie's Little Adventure. You know what I'm saying?
Don't you guys want to see Jim Carrey get back in the saddle one more time comedically and do some physically crazy face contorting yes. type of shit? I want to see him just one more time. I bet he's got one more in him.
If he did one about like the P90X guy... type of biopic.
Oh,
just, you
yeah.
know, having to do crazy voices.
Yeah, that imagine, would be awesome.
Like a funny
imagine
workout.
Doing an overnight lock-in meditation with Jim Carrey. In like 120 degree sauna. Can't leave.
All night.
Yeah. All night. Sweating so bad. Can't speak, but you know each other so well just from sitting like that. Damn, 7-Eleven.
By the way. You see it, the 7-Eleven, and what's that at the bottom? Extra large.
Extra large.
And what's in the cup? 7-Eleven Reserve.
Is it black
the good
coffee?
Shit. Black
is
coffee.
It pure black?
Colombian. Dude, medium roast.
Oh. I went to go down to the hotel lobby, and I said, do y'all have coffee? Usually I'm doing cream lately, but they only had black. And so I just fucking did black, and I'm remembering how nice just plain ass black coffee is.
It just,
especially when you're working on something creative.
Right. Yep.
Well, I think we've danced around it enough.
Well, it's actually a perfect.
Dr. Ruth passed away yesterday as well. And guess who else died? Shannon Doherty from Charmed just died today.
Well, let me say this.
Always come in threes.
To bring it all together, it's no coincidence. Nate brings out the 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven, that's July 11th. Do you know who was murdered on July 11th? Assassination,
no.
Martin Luther King.
No.
Assassination.
Wait, are you serious?
He died on July 11th?
7-Eleven.
Wow.
That brings us right to the topic of today, which is inspired by what we've been saying is going to happen.
Let's get into it. Trump, let's fucking just dive in right the fuck now.
Wow.
Trump tried to dodge a wrench. Trump dodged a wrench.
Can we just say this right now? Joy Tactics in no way, shape, or form endorses political violence unless it's World War II.
individually, some of us do, but and we won't say who.
Right. Well, there's a difference between endorsing it and wanting it to happen. That's all I guess.
Right, that's 100%. However, what just happened, many have been
inexcusable. So, if you're let's just imagine that these are a bunch of 3-year-olds on the playground.
Right.
If you're a teacher and you're on and you go out to the playground and you see, oh, everybody's flocking around one of them who's giving a really impassioned speech politically, and then you see another 3-year-old who's up on the monkey bars with a sniper rifle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would tell them, like, this is very obviously poor behavior. And yet when adults do it, why are we not, you know, intervening?
Interesting.
Right, so that's a great point.
You now are getting into sort of the conspiracies that are floating around, which I'd like to sort of dive into.
Well, I've been purposefully not, because I like to come up with my own conspiracy for these type of things. I don't want to be influenced by anybody else's mind tricks. So I haven't been looking at the forums. But you, Nate, I think immediately hopped on the
forum. To. I have to know.
So what's the prevailing?
A lot of people, what do you guys think? Was this planned by the Trump campaign? Because I don't know.
Because
it seems
they were
like,
floundering. Because Biden was dragging them hoof by the hoof.
The reaction is, oh, shit, I guess Trump's going to be president now. This was the final nail in the coffin. You know, every election, it's 51, 50, 52. You know, mm-hmm. it's right down the middle. They barely win. And I feel like the Trump campaign was like, what do we got to do to make this a guaranteed win in 2024?
Biden has to one-up this dude now and fall off the motherfucking Eiffel Tower. If he falls off the Eiffel Tower, no one's gonna fucking remember or give a fuck about his little ear.
He has to do some crazy.
He
ass
has to
stunt.
Get fucked up. He has to.
He has to do like.
He's got
to
get ragdolled by a bull. He's got to go fucking rodeo
a 720 out of a plane on a snowboard.
Well, he's got to get fucked up. He needs sympathy. You know, he needs to get like stuck under a car.
Or if he did the like Red Bull mountain bike challenges where they go from a helicopter
like
on the top of the mountain. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like grunting the whole time.
Yeah,
because
Trump has everything
pain.
Now. Trump has sympathy. He has not my sympathy, obviously.
Courage. Right,
of course.
I see stuff like that every day. Crazier stuff than that every day. They call it, what's that? What's that? Why do they call it an assassination versus a murder? Murder. Right? Can a regular person be assassinated or only murdered?
No, they can't. You need public figure status to be assassinated. Or
it's a privileged term.
Yeah, it's a privilege to be assassinated.
Why'd they put that in there twice?
Ass.
Okay, and here's the other thing is that, you know, this guy was on a roof, okay? I don't know if you've seen Secret Service, their tactics, but their job is to just kind of be looking around the whole time. You're telling me you didn't see a guy on a roof with a rifle?
And they got his ass immediately. Did you see the snipers take him down?
Yeah.
Yes, I did, of course.
Well, so
they got his ass immediately.
So they were saying, listen, we're going to let, it's no problem, the guy's on the roof. We're all Second Amendment rocking with it. If you want to be chilling and getting some rays while listening to the fucking political speech. Spooning your gun. No problem. But you're going to start
being
naughty.
Once you shoot that thing, that's when we begin to have a problem.
That's when our secret service, that's when you start to find out what some of the services that we keep a secret are. Murder.
God. I bet they got those damn Secret Service got at least a talking to. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. They got a scolding for sure. He's got fucking a mouthful of ice cold Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Someone's getting uninvited to the Kid Laroi concert this weekend.
You know who's going to be fucking so amped up about this and is going to shoot his own ear is fucking Donald Trump Jr. Oh,
he's going to be amped, you're saying. Why is that?
He's stoked about it. Well, because his dad now looks so fucking, to some at least.
But you don't think Eric
looks so sick.
What do you think Eric Trump feels on it?
Mm-hmm. Eric Trump is doing his own, he's playing that. I don't know what his ass is.
What
are
you
saying?
It's a good question.
He's playing with his 22-incher?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to say?
He's playing with that long snake of
his. No doubt it's long. Well, no doubt about it.
How do you think he got to be one of the kids of Trump? No, you don't just get to be born into that. Yeah, you
have to
it.
Fucking audition.
You got to audition with the physical attributes.
Nah, but seriously, wow. That was mental. But you know what? I'm kind of just like, what type of world do we live in where I'm like, what? Yeah, what's next?
Right.
Yeah, so what?
A world
yeah,
full
I've
of excitement.
Seen this crazy shit. Mm-hmm.
A world full of wonder mm-hmm. and excitement. A world with movies that are crazier than that. Because, yeah, you go see fucking Poor Things, and then you go outside and you see somebody get shot with a bullet.
Right.
Boring. I just saw Emma Stone fucking acting like Doodle Bob from SpongeBob for 24 hours. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even give a hell.
Uh-huh. Yeah, boring.
This
back to season three of The
don't
Bear.
Don't you guys feel like this feels like... this is... this feels like simulation sort of programming...
Yes. Like, no, because in a simulation, a giant ass fucking polyhedron dragon would come out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Polyhedron? Higgs boson
this
dragon?
If this is a simulation, that's the most you could think of is some guy's ear gets a little bloody. No, in a simulation.
Eric, beware, dude. Last time you talked about the simulation creator is very. I feel like you're like bookmarked. You're a bookmarked avatar in his like in his list of humans. Like he'll check up on all fuck with people, mm-hmm. but you're at like. He's got you in a special place where he checks up on you every once in a while just to fuck with you.
Well, I had a relative. Maybe they save it right before death because I had a relative pass away recently who.
Sorry, man.
This is a little too serious, but. he was like seeing a little girl in his room before he died.
Mm.
He was like, who's that little girl? Why is she here?
Like like it was
a
in
vision,
his imagination.
A vision. He was having a vision of this little girl that was in his room.
I had
and
a dream.
I imagine that's when the simulation creators like, yeah, go throw that little girl in that room and kind of freak them out before they pass. And but when we go, because we're so fucking desensitized as millennial Gen Z cuspers, mm-hmm. they're gonna have to make that shit Yu-Gi-Oh style, blue eyes white dragon in the room. You know what I mean?
Wow.
To
I love
really
that.
get to our core, you know.
I've always really thought the second I see the house lights come up and I see that little catwalk grid up in the sky because they accidentally left the lights on for a second, mm-hmm. and I see that it's all not real.
Mm-hmm.
Catch me doing the lobster style, putting a knife on the wall and running into it full speed. Once I find out it's not real, I say, "Oh great, I'm out."
Yeah.
I'm
oh, sick. Oh, enough. Okay, no more meditations on death.
DEYT. Well.
So what's, but now we're all curious. Everybody wants to know. We all want a playbook for what happens next.
So
what
next
do you
couple
think
months
happens next?
Are pretty interesting. It's July right now. July, mm-hmm. August, September, October election. See what I'm saying? A lot can happen over the next couple of months. We have a wartime president. We have an incumbent who might not be so incumbent very soon because of his Parkinson's. We have Kamala Harris sitting at the ready, literally tying her fucking sneakers right now, ready to go crazy on your ass. We got
imagine
the Bear
a
season
brunch
three.
With Kamala, the amount that you'd be laughing together.
Oh my God!
Drinking mimosas, laughing your ass off with
literally
Ms.
cheek
the
to cheek.
Vice President,
bottomless knowledge, mimosas. Bottomless mimosas,
thick Yo. Cut bacon. One more order, please.
Let me say this:
Kamala's stepdaughter comes through.
She has a stepdaughter.
Or step, I don't know if they maybe they're not non-binary, but
okay.
You know them. They crochet
stepchild.
Stepchild. No, I don't actually. I'm not familiar with. Yeah, that would be quite amazing to spend any amount of time at any sort of meal, lunch,
oh
dinner, breakfast with Kamala.
Even if I couldn't see her here, just to be there would be cool.
That would be amazing.
I had a dream last
night. Oh my
night
God!
That I was very depressed, and it was I've had a dream before where I was too high, and I thought this is horrible.
Oh, but I hate those dreams.
Last night, I had a dream where I was really depressed, and I felt like, I don't think I've had a dream like this yet. I think I had a new dream. And you want to know who brought me out of it?
Jesus.
Jeremy Allen White.
Oh.
Jeremy Allen White showed up, showed me his workout program, took
gave
a shower
a cigarette,
next to me.
Gave you an American spirit.
Gave me an American spirit. Taught me about, Bad Brains, cool bands.
Dude, check this out. Put on some Bad Brains. Yeah, don't speak, just listen.
What's that mean? Why is Jeremy coming to me in my dreams? And he was so grounded, by the way.
Really?
Well, yeah. Dude, you know he's looking for the next project.
Really?
He wants to work with someone he's worked with before. And he's looking to do something psychosexual. Or not psychosexual, psychedelic.
Sapiosexual.
Sapiosexual.
Well, interesting.
No one's seen a sapiosexual romance yet on screen.
Not that they're aware of. Not aware of. But then you go back and you watch Up in the Air and you realize.
Right.
That, why were they so intellectually interested in each other? And then you watch. Yeah.
Clooney has that swag.
Georgina Clooney. He called for Biden to
step down, seppuku. Dude.
Political seppuku. Yeah,
he called for this. Seppuku, that's right. Yeah.
How dare you,
Mr. Clooney? Why don't you step your ass up? Why don't we have his ass as president?
Yeah, George,
we need the
tequila.
Celebrity to step in. Right.
What? Listen, if either of you two are ever just undeniably, like, inoperable, your whole body's shut down, I don't give a hell. I'm gonna continue rocking with y'all, continue promoting the brand, because we're all on the same team. There is nothing. Joe Biden could rip my fucking throat out and eat it like a Slim Jim, and I'd say, you know what, that's what I like.
Yeah, all good, man.
So George Clooney's got the wrong idea. He doesn't know a thing about loyalty, he doesn't know a thing about allegiance, and he's a fucking coward
who just so happens to make amazing movies, has the most charm out of anyone I've ever seen on screen. I could watch him for years. There's not one movie he's made where I've turned it off, except for the recent ones.
And you're forgetting something. Business what? Owner. Casamigos.
Of course,
the best
dude.
Tequila well, on the planet.
What the hell does Casamigos mean?
Oh, Jack, don't play. You were at my birthday last year. That was
it was Casamigos themed.
Sipping the Casamigos theme. We all dressed like Clooney promotions.
We didn't drink any of it, but we made our own labels.
No, but for real, there's additives in that shit. If you want pure tequila, don't do Casamigos. There's additives.
Really?
Up in that piece.
Additionalization. There's a big problem in this world with the lack of... Are we not habituating enough?
Well, that's an interesting point to raise.
Is that the whole problem?
And what do you mean by that?
What I mean is we're not habituating, and so we're just acting completely recklessly, and we're not practicing positive behavior patterns.
Most definitely.
Act normal.
This is a bingo card markup, but we went from Homo erectus, Australopithecus, and it goes up through Neanderthal, and then it gets to us, the Homo sapiens.
The
next one is Homo addicted to phones. And hunched
Homo
over,
sapiotics.
Right? Homo sapiotics, hunched over looking at their phones. We need something that's going to get people to look up again, get that, you know, back all straightened up.
A phone that goes above your head.
Something to just snap people, because we're desensitized to all this. We see it on our phone. Next, it's someone doing the Apple dance to Charlie XCX, and that's what we care about more than the ex-president grazed by a long bullet.
It's simple. The truth is, nothing can ever replace what the undeniable human sensory experiences and emotional experiences. So hearing about something happening, you could have the best VR scenario in the world. But our brains are programmed to know the truth. Okay? And when we see these things, when we see Trump getting freaking soccer ball kicked in the ear by a bullet, we don't care, because we know that there's something untruthful about this. It's not real. It's not real.
And what do you guys think? Was it...
Eric.
Was it glass? Or was it a bullet? Because we're seeing that. At first, they were like, oh, they shot the teleprompter. Maybe they just really wanted him to go off script because they like it when he does that. You know, he was too on prompt.
Well, based on the bullet wounds I've seen, there's no entry point in his ear. You can see it. It just looks like something is gray, you know. But the grays, if you know, from a physics standpoint, that graze would go slice across the whole of the ear, right?
Right.
It looks like some shard hit him.
Shrapnel.
And maybe, yeah, glass shrapnel, as we all know. So that's an interesting point you raised, Nate. I haven't considered that yet.
I am curious about the physics of it, because for something to hit you in the ear, you'd have to be directly beneath them, right? Because if you were anywhere else, it would go through your whole head. How can it only hit your ear?
Right.
And I think it was behind the ear, right?
No. So it came from the back of his foot.
So it was like, he was...
And here's the thing. If you shoot a 50 cal, you guys know what 50 cals are, right?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Have we talked about this yet? Maybe you told me this, Nate. That if you're even... I think you did tell me this, Nate. That bullet has such a high velocity that even if it doesn't hit you and just goes past you, it'll still rip a limb
off.
It'll
explode it.
You know what I'm saying? The force field around it will...
Right.
That's right.
Will fuck you up. So I don't even know if his ass got shot. Because what kind of bullets was this guy using?
Were they even bullets? I saw a picture of that. I saw somebody snapped a photo of the bullet.
And that thing's long.
Long that thing looks like. What I have dreams are stuck in my skin.
And where'd you get the bullet? From a vending machine? Have you seen these?
No, dude, but that is dystopic for sure.
They just dropped them in the U.S. Vending machines with bullets.
Idiocracy much?
Yeah.
Right.
We should be putting books in them things instead.
People are living so unrealistically. Right. If there was a book vending machine.
Yeah, people start reading again.
Medical vending machine.
Because Redbox just went out of business. Why don't we replace them with
books or something? Make profit Red like books. That. Rent the books, and then drop them off when you return.
Library.
Eric thought about that.
The library. I was thinking about this. What happened to the Benjamin Franklin type guys? You know, they don't make them like that.
No, they don't. The intellectual fucking.
Kind of a schlubby guy who's just always kind of like,
you know what they call those little cads, experiments, the intellectual political cads.
What's that?
Cad?
Well, cad like is sort of a word that they would use for, I guess you would say, fuckboy, in the Jane Austen times, which is the time that all three of us relate to most. And but they don't make them like that anymore.
A Benjamin Franklin was hooking up.
I mean, dude, you're kidding, right?
What do you know about Benjamin Franklin? What does anybody know about
him? We know much about
him. He's not a president, but he's American?
No. He turned that shit down. They wanted him to be president. He said, I got enough to do. He invented the bifocals. He invented electricity, in a sense, but with a kite. He invented many political maneuvers that we still use to this day.
Firefighters.
Inventing electricity.
He really did.
Yep.
What did he invent? What?
Firefighters, bro.
He invented firefighters? Uh-huh. I don't want to hear that.
With an endomorphic body, he he's exomorph.
What does that mean?
You know the different body phenotypes? Exomorph.
What am I?
You've changed. You used to be an exomorph.
Exo to endo?
Wait, I'm saying I'm wrong. You're an endomorph. Or no, you were an endomorph, and now you've fully transformed into ectomorph. Now, Benjamin Franklin, definitely an endomorph. I am an endomorph. Jack, you're an ectomorph. Okay?
Well, I can morph into any type of... You know what I'm saying? I'm amorphic.
We should go through all the presidents and see what type of morph they are.
An ectomorph is like whether you do baseball or wrestling, is what you're saying?
No, these are different body types.
Right. Like a baseball type is like a, well.
Well, they come in all sizes. Depends on the position you play.
So a swimmer versus a wrestler is basically what
you said. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's right. One moment.
Okay.
Interesting.
Keep going.
Sure. No, we can wait.
But I do feel like, you know, Jack, you have some Benjamin Franklin type qualities.
Well,
like I feel like you have the potential to invent something like a bifocal where you're like, huh, let's put two, like, what if we had a tiny glasses in the middle of your regular glasses?
Definitely.
Like, that feels like something like
I've probably already done it. I do think that, because what that is a, you know, he's just building on what somebody had already made. Somebody else made the glasses. So I do feel like pretty much the way I use every object in my house is like, none of y'all are picking stuff up with your toes like I am. There's just like a lot of, you know, home improvement type of stuff that's in here. Nate, would you shoot the president in the head?
Would I? Because I know the FBI listens to this podcast, no. One of our biggest patrons is just the FBI. Like, the FBI,
the NBA.
Agent at FBI.com. Yeah, we see you, $100 tier, the only person on there.
Yeah, we see you, Joe Arpaio, sliding in the DMs every day. We see you, Department of Defense.
No, of course not. But that is the quickest way to fame. I will say that.
Is it, though?
To kill a president. Well, you have to kill.
Because you'd have to wait for a president to be there. What if you just killed a goat in the craziest way anyone's ever seen? Then that's would how that you get
give
famous.
You, would that give you fame?
If it's the craziest way anybody's ever done it, yeah, you
honestly,
would.
I don't think it would. I don't think really? if you killed a goat in the craziest way, get a possible. Goat.
Yeah. Okay. What's on the news tomorrow? If you bleep, you know, throw a bullet or an object towards the head of the president, I won't say what that is. Versus, if you kill a goat by like. God, what's the craziest way you could kill a goat? By like squeezing it in half, like somehow? Like you put fucking razor blades on the inside of your arms and you scyther that shit. You know what I'm saying? You do that at a minor league baseball game, you go, everybody film this, you take off the mascot, yo, it's about to be a race. You take the
mascot. Alright, I guess that would be viral. And then if you announce your name too, I'm Jack Motherfucking Benzinger.
And then you play I got 21 questions. You slice the fucking goat right there. Who's going to get more clicks the next day? Yeah, we don't even know the name of this fucking kid. By the way, this kid who tried to kill ex-president's ear, couldn't even kill his ear. Pathetic. We don't even know who that the fuck is. If he had done the goat thing.
They just found explosives in his car.
They did.
Are you kidding me?
Just follow the live update while I was peeing.
What kind of car did he drive? Don't tell me it was a Saab.
They don't make those anymore. So it actually wouldn't hurt the brand.
I still make them.
You still make them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hit me up.
I'm designing a new type of electric Saab that's going to bring it all back.
Mm-hmm. The suicide door Saab pickup.
Eric's
Cybertruck.
Eric's in the car market right now.
I am looking for a damn ass new car.
I had a funny car experience, if I may.
I'll tell it, dude.
Thanks, brother. All right, check it. This is going to get you giggling. Say it. I was getting in an Uber, St. Louis, and it was like a Tesla, the old ones with the suicide doors. Mm-hmm. And you think, oh, he's got suicide doors. He must be the life of the party. Somehow he seemed incredibly insecure about it, where I was like, oh, dang, suicide doors. Like, this is crazy. Should I take a video real quick of my friends getting in the back? And he was like, no, just get in. Let's just get to the destination, I think. And I was like, oh, that's crazy. That's flaunt like walking it, into bro. A party with a fucking golden outfit on and then wanting to go eat flaunt chips in the corner.
I want to say, if Nate and I had this discussion before, if we get rich, if we hit it big, we're not driving a RAV4 around, okay? No disrespect to Connor O'Malley, who drives one.
But you gotta dox his car like that.
I really
now you just
sorry,
Google the database
Connor.
And then
we will be driving Rolls Royce, McLaren, Mm-hmm. I'm bringing Lotus.
100%.
I'm going to bring
Lotus. I was going to say the Lotus Elise. Yeah.
The Lotus Elise is coming back. I'm going to put the NAS up in that piece.
Yep.
Be driving to the premieres.
I'm getting floor lights on a Dodge Caravan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have to embrace it, and you have to be proud of your success and not hide it in the shadows.
Bring
it out to the front. Show everybody what you're working with.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much the biggest sin you could commit is to hide your wealth.
Right.
Because all these rich people, they want to wear like Hokas and shirts from the Gap.
Wait, like Hokas is rich.
Yeah, Hokas is. Their brand is going down a little bit. It's becoming less interesting over time. They had their moment in 2019. But you're right, Nate. They want to hide it. They want to blend in with us. But they're a different class of people. God chose them to be better than everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to
show
us. And if you should be so lucky, by the way, to transfer your information onto the rich person hard drive, you see what I'm saying by that?
Mm-hmm.
Do not squander that opportunity. You will regret it. On your deathbed, if you're looking at your checking account and it's fucking massive, and you're looking at your closet and it's fucking disgusting and pathetic, you will be going into the afterlife with the feeling of ordering the wrong pizza.
Right.
And that's not what you want.
By the way, that's the worst fucking feeling
regret.
In the world. Ordering the wrong ass pizza.
Yeah.
Yep.
Regret. Best pizza orders go right now.
Best pizza order is quite simple. Papa John's,
jalapeno, extra pepperoncinis on the side, and the barbecue wings.
I'm saying bring back the stuffed crust. Remember when
that shit
the market?
Disgusts me. Remember that one time we ordered that
Eric,
in New York?
You had a bad go
from Pizza Hut, and it took 3 hours for the Pizza Hut stuffed crust pizza to get there, and that stuffed crust was all cold. Disgusting.
I think stuffed crust, it's kind of like if you didn't meet, you know, Kanye West was in my dream last night too. Sorry. And he needed a friend. He needed a friend, and I chilled with him.
Oh, dude.
I had two celebrities in my dream last night.
Wow.
That's all right.
Get used to it.
But what
I'm just
saying
is, now, get used to it.
Thanks, man. if you met, you know, Jack Black, if you met Jack Black right now, you'd be like, this guy's a fucking asshole. He's violent. He's crazy. He's like trying to whatever. You know what I'm saying? He's violent.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with stuffed crust. If you didn't meet them when you were a kid, you're just not going to get it.
That makes sense. That tracks.
Thanks, man.
For me, best pizza order, a little bit similar. I would say it's New York style. Don't know where it's from. Could be from anywhere. New York style, jalapenos, pepperoni, black olives, ranch on the side, big fat bottle of ice cold natural wine, not spoiled, not vinegary, doesn't taste like a barn, you know, a real good ass natural wine.
Yeah.
Mr. Fucking Johnny English on the TV and your girl next to you. Or your guy, or whoever. That's the best
Some
guy.
Pizza.
Some guy next to you, right.
That's beautiful.
Nate, what's your dream pizza order? Or do you not even like pizza, you fucking weirdo?
I love pizza, man. Mine is pepperoni, sausage, banana peppers. I'll put some black olives on that. Fuck it. Stuffed crust since I just talked about it. Stuffed crust. Detroit
with
style
what?
Stuffed crust.
Oh, we went to Quarter Sheets a couple nights ago. That shit pops.
I need to experience that one day. That's a pizza place in Los Angeles where the pizza looks like
a
sheet.
That's right.
Good. Sheets of pizza. That's what they should have called it. Pizza sheets.
Pizza sheets. Pizza is also... Did you guys know this? Pizza is like immigrant, like kind of for
Coded.
Low. It was made for like lower class immigrants.
Because
you think about it, it's just bread, sauce, and cheese. It's like a cheap thing to make, and that's what they would eat in fucking Ellis Island. They were just eating pizza and getting their names changed by government
Sounds
officials.
Like heaven. Sounds like heaven to me.
Oh my God. If I could walk into Pizza Hut and say, make it Jack McGuire, that would be the best day of my life.
Yeah,
eating pizza as a new man.
That's You know how psyched these immigrants were to come over in the 20s?
Well, because they could have done... Well, no, I don't want to add to that narrative. Forget it.
Eric.
But back in the day with no internet, this isn't a thing about immigrants, but with no internet, you could basically murder a whole town, go GTA style with it, if that's how you like it, which would be sick and twisted, then move to the U.S., start a little pizza shop, whatever, a new beer store, and no one would be any the wiser.
And you could do it again. Right.
And you could do it again, then move to Seattle, wherever.
That's right.
That's
early
true.
Days Seattle.
God, the bouncing around being a criminal, that must have been so fucking
easy. H.H. Holmes back in the day, you know his ass. He was having a blast. H.H. Holmes, Devil in the White City, the crazy murderer who had the house during the Chicago exhibition.
World's Fair.
Yep. You don't know about this, Jack?
I don't think I want to.
He created a house built for murder with secret doors and compartments to
kill. He built a hype house for murderers and a bunch of murderers living there together?
No, he was the only murderer.
Oh.
And he'd lure women in and then...
What kind of house was it?
Crazy-ass Chicago-style house that he designed.
Balloon frame house.
Murder house.
Mm-hmm. Murder house. Hey, come on
in.
He
would have gotten your ass.
Yeah, right.
Oh, most definitely.
How could he get me? I'm
he
one of the most unkillable people in the
tea.
World.
He would just put a sweet iced tea out on the porch.
Hey,
you know
man.
I mean?
And then what? I go drink it?
Sip, then trap door, right into the incinerator.
Well, yeah, he could get me with that. Fuck.
We don't really have murder. Well, I don't want to say it like that.
Murder trap doors?
We don't really have murderers who are doing it creatively.
Oh,
like
dude, if the guy who tried to take Trump's ear off last night had just built a Bowser-style trapdoor right where the stage was, that would have been much more interesting. If Trump just disappeared down.
He, like, takes his, like, collar and goes...
It's like a giant
gulps.
Hole.
Gulp? Yeah.
He floats in the air.
Then onto the spikes.
Ooh.
Don't you guys want to, like, raise... You know how you see, like, celebrities, like, a pop star? They're, like, below the stage and they get raised up.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That must be the most,
oh man,
sublime feeling on the planet Earth.
Just
to be
got
raised.
A comedic idea, Nate. This is your pitch for your special.
Okay, what is it?
It breaks halfway. You got to climb out,
dude. You got to do the whole special. It's like kind
they
of
drag
like
you
right
up.
Here.
Some stagehands come out and drag you up. You get fucking all fucked up.
That had to have been done at some point. That's such a great at the MTV right Movie Awards. You're telling me, fucking
yeah, somebody must have done that.
Somebody that's a
sitting right
idea,
there,
Jack.
That's some Mr. Bean shit.
One day, when are we gonna get in the arenas?
Say it again.
When?
Soon.
Oh, when are we gonna do the Sphere? Soon.
Yep.
We are opening
the podcast
for UFC
in the Sphere, Joy Tactics and the
very,
crazy
very
ass
soon.
Fucking visuals.
Why don't we just make a little ass, tiny ass sphere? It's still going to be spherical. If we just hollowed out a yoga ball and just everybody squeeze in
sphere?
That shit.
A spherical black box?
Yeah.
Be amazing.
Or even just get a parachute. Remember when the kids do it? If we just got in a parachute like that and put a projector on and then just fucking vibed out to some Tame Impala. Easy now.
Damn.
Heaven on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Things are changing. I'll just say that right now. Things are changing fast. Hold on.
It's funny that... Do y'all feel at all like Trump got hit in the ear and you have almost nothing to say about it whatsoever?
Yeah, what to...
Well, it's like he's alive, you know, whatever. You know,
yeah,
let's move
like,
on.
Good. Yeah.
There's a picture.
If he had if it hit him in the eye and he had like he came out
oh my
like,
God.
With an eye patch, wouldn't that be fucking crazy? That would be the picture you see in the history books.
It or if he had like, a cool ass scar, if it scarred him up like a carrot and we called him Dr. Carrot.
I think that was the plan from the Trump campaign. They were trying to give him some like gash across his head so he could be like a fucking Metal Gear Solid like villain, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like you see Winston Churchill, everyone has their kind of like he's always smoking a cigar, they have their kind of like you know thing that and what is his a fucking hat and he has kind of like blonde hair.
Trump,
like, dude, let's give him a fucking like hook the hat, or something like that, or a
well, he's orange. Trump's skin just went from orange to red. Pathetic. Man. He said he looks less like a Cheeto and more like a, what's red?
Hot ice.
Yeah, hotter. Hot, extra flaming hot. Spicy one. Red. Yeah.
So you have to ask in these times when things are going crazy, one thing you have to do is figure out what is giving you joy from time to time. You know what I mean? You have to sit down, really think about that shit.
Joy is a muscle.
Joy is a muscle that you need to flex.
People need this podcast more than ever right now.
Well, there's no doubt about that from the messages I'm getting. People are loving it right now.
I need it now more than ever to pay rent. Not that I pay rent because I've been owning for years. That's for sure.
You're paying rent just to tip. Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it.
Well, that's a great question. Where do you even begin? Oh, I'll say it. I'll start. Wow. Oh, it was so nice going to Nashville and seeing an old friend, Scott. He's just one of the most solid guys that God made. Mm-hmm. Okay? He's living the way that people are supposed to live. Mm-hmm. God, people pay attention. He's a purple belt in the art of jiu-jitsu from Brazil. He has a beautiful son. He has his own business, personal training. If you're in Nashville and you're ready to stop fucking joking around, look into Roots Fitness. But don't even look at it unless you're fucking serious. You know, he's got a full head of hair. He's from Mississippi. And sometimes seeing an old friend is actually a way to enjoy yourself. So that would tie it into what we're talking about.
Yep. That's awesome. I'll share what gave me joy, which was a documentary that I highly recommend. People have been telling me to watch this years. And I don't know why it took this long for me to watch it, but it's called Overnight. And it's about the
Troy Duffy,
the director and writer of The Boondock Saints, that movie. And wow, it is just,
it's so funny.
I don't even know how to describe him. He's like, especially if you're like doing anything like creative, like it's just, he's just like the worst guy you could possibly imagine. Harvey Weinstein plays a big role in it.
He plays like the villain in it, essentially.
Yeah. But he's like this bastard, like, director. He's like a guy from Boston who was a bartender and like hit it big by selling this script to the Boondock Saints. And then he like moves to Hollywood and he like thinks that like his life is, he's just a person that like should never have any success because he's just like a tyrant. And and he's like trying to like start get his band going at the same time, and he's like bleeding all this money and nothing's going well for him, and he's like losing his mind. It's fucking great.
It's so good. It's on Tubi. It's free.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it's on Tubi.
And for me, we have just moved into our new place in Los Angeles, and
the art looks amazing, by the way, Eric.
Yeah, you like my skier art and my giant ass wooden head. No, but it's so nice having Layla the pets here, our stuff there. Feels like we really live there now, kind of. It's amazing vibes.
Beautiful.
So I'm thankful and joyful about that. But wow, everybody, just hold on tight in these next few weeks, in these next few years. It's getting crazy, just as we had suspected.
It happens in threes, folks. Mm-hmm. Joy Tactics doesn't have three hosts for no reason. Joy doesn't have three letters for no reason. 7-Eleven doesn't have three numbers for no reason. Nate's wearing a shirt that says crap. Mm-hmm. So that's inappropriate, but we forgive him.
And if you are draft age, I need to see you in the gym.
Do pull-ups. Start doing pull-ups now. Start doing the creatine now.
Military-aged men. And train, whatever. Train Ender's Game style.
Here we go, y'all. It's the beginning of a new age.
If you're not subscribed to the Patreon, get in right now. We're going to go into a deep dive this week on Thursday, and it's going to be, we're going to reveal some crazy shit and some information yeah. that you're going to have to tap in for.
All three of us are going back to college.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Peace out. Be safe. Love you.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.